The views and opinions of this program do not reflect those of HeritageRadioNetwork.org or any of our sponsors. All content of this program is the responsibility of Gunwash and is assumed to be played and performed with the permission of its respective owner.
Gunwash News Time. It's 39 overcast here on this wonderful Thursday night here in Brooklyn, New York. Well, the rumors you've heard are true. We are picking an intern this evening, but you may be surprised at the person who's helping us choose. The rest of that story is on Gunwash coming up next.
I'm not the supreme expert on cleaning guns, but I do know a little bit, and I'm just going to share my little tips and ideas with you.
Of course, 7:30 p.m. on the dot is when we start every Thursday. It's gunwash.com. And if you'd like to call in, the number, of course, is 718-497-2128. Call quick before the lines get busy. We've got a big show tonight. Yeah. Well, welcome, guys. Thank you, Max, and thank you, Armando, for coming. And, of course, Jack. We do have a light studio this evening, and it is nice.
You know this track?
It's Trainspotting.
Look at that. Yeah, see, we're calling up the tracks.
I don't know who does it.
We don't know. We know it's from a soundtrack. That's all we know.
Underworld. Soundtrack boy.
Underworld.
Yeah. Well. And it's beautiful. Well, you know, it's a good night on Gunwash, actually. And if you listened last week, you know that we believe it or not, we actually did do this we did a full intern evaluation. I know last week was the first part where we sort of did, like, I guess the semifinal round, and then this week we actually have the final round.
Dun, dun, dun.
And it's really, you know, this, and then, you know, this is for all of us.
I'm psyched.
Okay, exactly. We could all use some help around here, and I got to say, for one thing, I am proud of our whole team for coming full circle with this. We certainly need help, and
you know
the Gunwash
so crazy,
family.
Though?
Yeah.
When I think about interns, I don't really need much from them. I just want tea.
You know, sometimes having an extra person around, you know, just to take care of the slack, you know, is something that we need. Well, if you're tuning in for the first time, let me tell you, you can always find us here every Thursday night at 7:30 on gunwash.com. And, of course, I gave the number before, but I'll give it again, 718-497-2128. And
what about the Twitter?
The Twitter is at Gunwash. I don't know we were using that as much anymore.
You're so polite tonight.
Well, we do have a very special guest who's internet related. So maybe we should give out the Twitter. It's at Gunwash. And be sure you know
hashtag.
Yeah, hashtag and Gunwash, log in and Gunwash, click in or whatever.
Team Buns.
Now, our tweets and whatever that's just called.
Yeah.
Our tees.
I was told, actually, and Spliffington's here, and we will get to that in just one moment. I was told, actually, that we were going strictly by the outline tonight, and that is what I've done. I didn't even bring my laptop tonight, and all I have tonight is this laptop. I'm devoid. I do not have no songs, no sound effects, no content, no nothing.
Very foolish.
Yeah, and you know, I've done this because this intern thing is too important to glaze over. I believe. Well, they're gonna call in this, or well, we don't know exactly what's going on with them. Jack will explain to us in the first segment. Molly Soda's here tonight, and we.
Hi.
Yeah, is she on now?
No, hi. She's not.
And she's going to help us with the intern thing. And look, this intern thing is very important, I believe. And I'm going to stick with Jack on this one. And so I did exactly what he said, and all I brought tonight is the outline.
Hey, what's up?
And let's get that started as soon as possible.
Hey, what's up?
Thank you for tuning into Gunwash.
Hey,
Spliffington,
what's up?
Please, if you would start the evening for us, we will greatly enjoy it. It's a Thursday night, and we love it on Gunwash. The Gauls, tonight.
She's a lawyer, one she's a doctor, one who
Out to Evan.
I am wiser than Solomon, so girl, don't play no trick.
Evan,
come and they say, don't run me down for my bread. He wasn't around when I was making my saggy. There he go, oh no. Now I'm begging, cause I'm a big man in this town. Didn't you know that girl? Solomon was the wisest man. He didn't know that you were a trickster. Solomon was the wisest man. He didn't know that you was a deceiver. Solomon was the wisest man. He didn't know that you was a Delilah. You woman, down there, give me the woman. Down on there. Honestly, what's the sense in me now? I am a good, you put me in the cutting. So you know the chalice that we play, you see. Solomon didn't know that you were a Delilah. I was a deceiver. I tend to go Solomon.
Now a great reminder to all the other DJs, upcoming DJs. Don't chat politics, fan song. Need a band stage. Don't mix politics with music. Not chat politics, fan song. Yellow man no chat politics band song. Listen. Now a great reminder to all the other DJs, upcoming DJs. Don't chat politics band song. Need a band stage. Don't mix politics with music. Not chat politics band song. Yellow man no chat politics band song. Listen. Me no chat politics band song. Yellow man no chat politics band song. You know why? This year mode make yellow get rich. And it
Same one make me fling me lyric. And the same one way make me get me casket. We no chat politics and sound. Yellow man no chat politics and sound. You know why? Uptown, yellow DJ for you. Downtown, yellow DJ for you. Uptown, yellow DJ for you. Downtown, yellow DJ for you. No chat politics and sound. Yellow man no chat politics and sound. Not me no chat politics and sound. Yellow man no chat politics and sound. You know why?
That's what you are. That's what you are.
Hi, this is Max Boda. I feel like shit, but I still listen to Gunwash.
Take your ladder, God only the mark can take you, can take you. When gates take your ladder, God say nobody can help you, can help you. Can't say you never did a one, yeah. It written in the Holy Bible, hey. Can't say you never did a failure, yeah. It written in the Holy Bible, hey. Plague and Sodom I go take over mankind. Make up your mind in this time. Plague and Sodom I go take over mankind. Make up your mind. So read it in the sky, read it in the cleaner.
Yeah.
See the headline, make it real nigga.
Yeah.
Open up your mouth, rotten off your haze. And piss down in your chest and make your belly start blaze. When you take your ladder, God don't know the marking. When it take your
I can't dance sweet, no. Can't really turn sweet. Whoa. With your whole pan banger on, come out of the session. With your whole pan banger on, hey. Pack up your whole pan banger on. Pack up your whole pan banger on. Come out of the session. Whoa. Come out of the session.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it is Gunwash, actually. To talk over the goal.
When them weak, them I say that them strong.
Herbert Slipping can whip the
some information, but pop up your
as usual.
Bang around,
bangers all day.
Bang
rare bangers.
Come on,
big
out of session.
Big one.
Francoise Fleurier's Pinot de Charente and vinegars.
Back on the gun wash, actually, and it is now 7:45. I gotta say, we're keeping it quite tidy.
Bang!
Now, Jack, I heard tell from you, I wasn't supposed to listen to this, but I did hear that that our guest tonight, Molly Soto, was calling from some kind of restaurant bathroom that it was a Chili's. Oh, there he is. Hey, Joe Galarraga's here.
Oh, look at his hair.
Look, if you're listening to Gunwash right now and you want to call in, the number is 718-497-2128, and I believe our guest is actually live on the phone now. Molly Soto, are you there?
Hi, I'm here.
Hey, Molly, how you doing?
Pretty good.
Pretty
I'm
well.
I'm on the bus right now. I'm not in a restaurant anymore.
You're not in the restaurant anymore. I heard something about a restaurant, about a restroom and a restaurant. What was that?
What restaurant?
Yeah, what restaurant were you in?
Chili's. Do you know Chili's?
I do. I know Chili's. I definitely know it.
Great. Yeah, it's a great chain restaurant.
Chicken fingers.
So, Molly, the reason...
honey mustard.
The original reason that I actually reached out was because I really thought you were very, very... Well, I really thought you were very cute, but I think... I don't know. I've heard tell you have a boyfriend, so I've forgotten about that, and now I value you highly as a important part of our content and a guest that we very much are happy to have on the show. So thank you for coming.
We saw you naked today.
We saw you naked today, but I think you put those out there.
Which pictures did you see?
Yeah, I seen a picture of you. I don't know. I'm not exactly sure what city you're in. It seems like New York, but it's possible another one with your tatas out. And we like that. We think you're very good. That you're an exhibitionist like that. We agree with that. Gunwash is all about that kind of stuff.
Performance art.
Yeah, performance art, and you know it's all good.
Perf art.
Now, Molly, you.
Oh wait.
Yes, Jack.
Shout out, Labana says what's up. She was here last week.
Oh, Labana, Molly,
oh,
you're
cool. Yeah,
yeah. She said what up. She was here last week. She was very spoke very highly of you. So we thought, you know, hey, this must be worthwhile to have her on.
S
now, but
goddess,
you are a girl, actually. Is this true? You have a 10-hour long video of yourself answering fan mail. Is that true?
Yes.
Now. And I heard that it's called. I don't know if we have the. I don't have the URL on me, but it's called Inbox Full. Now, how elegant of you to name it something like that. Now, what exactly type of questions are you getting from these people that are giving you? I mean, I guess I'd call it fan mail. I guess is what I'd call it.
It's not all fan mail. There's a lot of hate mail involved too.
Do they hate on you?
I would say it's like 60-40.
But when they hate on you, what exactly do they say? Because I feel like anyone that would hate on you is just someone that's just upset that they can't be famous on the internet and use, you know. I feel like there's something about what's going on with you that's like you've taken an incredibly easy resource and you've turned it into something kind of in and of itself. I mean, do you find the haters are more just people who wish they could be you?
I don't want to say that. I mean, I think there's a lot of reasons why people send me anonymous messages that are, like, hateful. I don't necessarily think it's, like, a jealousy thing. I think it could be, like, even, like, a sheer boredom thing.
What kind of hate? I mean, do you mind if I ask what kind of hateful things they're saying to you?
You know, people will talk about, like, you know, a lot of people will just be like, oh, you're really ugly, or, like, something stupid and arbitrary like that.
Well,
I get a lot of hate for my armpit hair.
Right. Well, you do. I have to say, Molly, you do to use like the current standards of what beautiful women do in our society. You do, admittedly, hang on sort of the other side of that. I mean, you wear strange makeup and you have hairy armpits and you make sort of weird faces into a camera and you chill with a rat on your shoulder. I mean, you do take some of those routes that aren't traditionally womanly. I mean, you understand that.
Sure.
Now, is that really you, or is that some kind of, like, well, I was about to get really conceptual.
Dear Molly, could I see more of you naked?
Yeah, what's going on with that? Are you doing the naked stuff? Like, are you trying to take it to the next level with the naked stuff, or you just consider that?
No, 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 no. Whatever you saw, did I have black hair in the pictures you saw?
Yes.
Yeah, which means you were young, right? Because now you've gone green,
yeah,
pink,
those are from,
aqua.
Like, I want to say 4 years ago.
You used to live in New York,
wow,
right?
Yeah, I went to college in New York.
Where'd you go to college?
NYU.
Oh, we went to the same college as you.
Fuck that.
I think if it, maybe you might be Jack's age. You might be Jack's age. I graduated in 07 from Tisch, but you might, I don't know where Jack
is. Wait, you graduated in 07 from Tisch?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I was 2011 from Tisch.
Oh,
but now,
shit.
But yo, now, 2011, well, you're young.
2011 Steinhardt,
yeah,
right here.
I'm a little baby.
But wait, now,
2011 Steinhardt.
But now you date, hey, you date an NYU Steinhardt guy, don't you?
Professor.
No, I don't.
Oh, come on. You date someone, obviously. There's no way that Molly Soda's
single. I date someone, but they have no relation to NYU.
Ah, okay, cool. So you're not single, God, then, obviously.
I'm not single, but I'm not dating anyone from NYU.
Yeah, but I honestly, obviously, you're not going to be... It was obvious to me that you weren't single, so I was downhearted immediately. But look, I can live with that. I'm not, you know.
Do you invite other people to the bedroom?
Maybe. I haven't tried that yet.
Interesting. Well, listen, Molly, you know, we did this thing last week where we brought in these interns, right? And we figured, you know, we'd have them write questions because we want to, like, sort of get a feel of who they are and stuff. And we figured maybe
right.
since you're so good at answering questions, maybe you'd help us answer some...
Well, no, here's what we need you
what
to
have
do.
You got for us, Jack?
Yeah, let me explain. So they don't know who you are. They're from Craigslist. We ask them to submit questions for Molly Soda. We want you to choose the person who asked the best question.
Yeah, that sounds...
Does that make sense?
Okay.
To me, that sounds actually like a better challenge than what
and
we originally had.
Are they
going to
be the intern if Molly picks the best question?
Well, you know, I brought...
Molly is hiring our intern.
Yeah, okay.
Joe will always be the intern.
I will always be the intern.
Even though you're a famous rock star. But look, Joe, I actually brought some t-shirts, and we're planning on sending a t-shirt to the intern that loses, so there's no hard feelings.
Okay, yeah, definitely.
All right. By the All way, right. there's a T-shirt for you in that pile also.
You should send
Jack
a T-shirt to Molly. Send a Molly a T-shirt, right?
A Molly T-shirt?
No, let's send Molly.
Oh, a Molly, we're gonna send you a
Molly,
T-shirt.
I just took it to you, Molly.
Yeah, you can give us a discreet address and we'll send you a T-shirt if you'd like. If not, that's cool.
They're
too.
Cool T-shirts.
Is it a cool T-shirt?
Yes,
it's very cool. We pride ourselves high on the graphics we do on
question.
T-shirts. All right, Jack, what have you got for us?
Alrighty, so first guy sends us an email that says, "Remind me, is this a paid internship? Is there much opportunity for movement within the organization? I dig the idea. I'm just broke, so I got to keep my head up."
Yeah, I think I made my first $20 when I was like 25. I don't think I ever. I mean, this guy is truly one of those guys who got in early.
We already don't really like him. And then he answers 1 hour ago with about 20 fucking questions.
20.
So I'm going to go with one of them here.
That his mom wrote.
Okay, so brace yourself, Molly.
All right.
Okay.
Whether or not you sought it, you now find yourself in a leadership position, and you have a tremendous amount of influence on a large population. Do you have any specific message for these people? Would you, or do you plan on using this influence for any personal or social changes?
Jack, that was actually very, very well put, and may I say you have quite a pronunciation on your natural voice.
Yeah.
You should speak more often. Well, Molly, I don't know. That question sounded a little dull to me, but maybe you find it to be exciting. What do you think about that?
I don't have to answer these, do I?
Jack, what do you think? Should she answer them or not?
I think you should try to answer them.
I think you should try to answer them, because Jack
said...
You can
always decline,
you know,
but...
I go by what the producers say. Listen, Molly, I think you should try to answer it.
You want me to try and answer this question?
I think unless you find it
you know
offensive,
what?
And then we'll move on.
No, that's enough said. I think he's fired
already. Fired. We're gonna get rid of him already.
She didn't want to answer. It's a bad question. If
All
she
right,
doesn't even want to fucking answer it.
Do me a favor. Do the kid a favor, and he sent 20 questions. Read one more question from Molly. Maybe,
right,
maybe she'll.
It
maybe
just gets
she'll
more.
Find
it gets more ridiculous.
We can't pay.
In a recent New York Times article,
that's not a question.
Exactly.
That's not a question. That's a statement. Yeah. Okay. Go on to the next. Come on. Give me one that's juicy for this girl, because you know we got her on the phone.
All right. What are your pet peeves? What are your turn-ons?
All right. This guy's fired immediately. We don't like him. Okay. Boom, boom, boom. He's terrible. He's really, really bad. Forget about him. You're gone. Bye. All right.
Bye,
Jack.
Charlie.
Now, Jack, do me a favor, because we do... Well, look, I want to get her to answer something. So, why don't you read one of the winning interns' questions?
Well, there's no winners. It's not looking good so far. So, entry number two. I am replying, confirming I can do this task.
Okay. Well, that sounds like a...
I will reply with questions that I have... He says, I will reply with the questions I have come up with in an email later this evening.
An email?
An email. It took him a few hours, and then he responds with, I'm going to read all three questions quick.
Now why, yes. Now why would it take him so long to write? He's some kid who like does, he smokes pot first and then goes out.
We
and
got 11:53 is p.m. I got this question.
Is when he wakes up is 11:53, so already you know he's a dumbass. Okay.
Alrighty. Do you feel you're, I wish I could read the spelling. Do you feel that you're with no E, a role model to other young people, and does that affect the decisions you make and the image you portray of yourself?
Now I'd like, this is strange. I'd actually like to co-opt this question, Molly. How do you feel about that question?
I definitely feel like people, like, are watching me in a sense where, like, I have to be in a role model position.
You don't, or you do?
I do, but I don't think that I have to change anything that I do to, like, fit that mold.
Has anyone reached out to you specifically saying that you are a role model? I mean, who knows? I mean, you know, if you talk about where people are in history, I mean, my brother's 10 years older than me. He never had a CD. You know, everything's internet for him. I mean, some of these people, the internet really is the only media. You know, I mean, how do you feel about that?
For sure. I mean, I think I've had people reach out to me for sure. I've gotten a lot of messages from people saying that, and it's always like super flattering. It's really weird to me, actually.
Well, don't feel weird. I mean, listen, the as much as I hate to say it, there is sort of an internet art kind of movement going on right now, and you're definitely at the forefront of it. Jack, do we have a call?
I'm working on it.
Okay. Well, listen, Molly, should we move on?
So let's keep going with his question.
All right, so here, Jack,
she answered the first one. That's good. Next question. You're, no E, definitely individual character.
What an
idiot.
So
let me just repeat this. You're definitely individual character.
No articles.
No comma. Who are some people that you look up to that have influenced you to be the person you are today?
Well, not to give this kid any credit, Molly, but why don't you give us a few? Because you never know. Maybe they'll be interesting and someone we can
Joe
talk
obviously
about.
Wrote this.
Yeah. That's why I was late.
I feel like I look up to a lot of people that are my age that I think are also doing cool shit. You know?
Oh, like who? I want to know about that because I don't
cool,
know.
Though?
I'm an old guy. I don't know any about that stuff. You got to get me up to speed so that I can get married one day.
What's cool to you,
Molly?
Though?
Molly, we have a caller who wants to ask you a question.
Caller, go ahead. What's okay. your name? What's your name and where are you calling from?
Yo, I'm calling from the LES anonymously. You heard?
Okay, and your question would be.
Since your name is Molly, and I'm sure you'd be popping Molly's and sweating, we just wanted to know for Gunwash, are you a squirter by any chance?
Am
I a squirter?
The caller asks, are you a squirter? Indeed is the question, yes.
No, I'm not.
All right, well, we let him go. That wasn't me on the guns, but,
Okay, he's right. Gone.
Well, hey, listen, he's a friend of the
he's
show.
Gone. He's gone.
Sorry about that.
Although I'll say that was probably a better question than the rest that we've got.
Let me tell you something. If the interns came with a question like that, I would hire them right away.
That's right.
But they got to get all conceptual.
That's a really good question, actually.
Exactly.
All right, so Zach is leading the race right now.
It can affect your laundry load.
All right, so
it can affect Zach's your laundry.
All right, Zach is in first place. Yeah. Let's go with number three from this kid.
Zach.
Where do you see yourself 10 years from now?
Now that's actually a great question.
I hate this question.
No, you got to answer it, though, because it came through.
Wait a second. I mean, this is cool, but let's talk about what about the influences?
Well,
we half answered that question, and then we had squirting. And
Molly, did we not talk about your influences?
We did for a brief moment.
Why don't you tell us a few of them? I'm trying to get my money's worth out of you, buddy.
Your money's worth.
Are we?
I'm
paying
joking.
Her.
My vibes worth.
Who's money?
I want money.
Your phone bill.
We
you know.
Don't have money.
Yeah. No, but seriously though,
I mean,
no, we have money.
That
you
was a good
money,
one, Jack. Phone bill.
If you need money, we'll send it right. We'll send it out right away.
Am I getting paid for this?
Yeah.
Sure. Yes. Absolutely.
You know, T-shirt.
Now tell us who your influences are, and I'm talking about the young guys too. You got to put me on
the young guys.
Well, whoever's cool now. You know, I don't know anything about.
I
this
mean,
stuff.
It's a lot of people. Like, definitely. Just, like, a lot of girls on the internet who are kind of, like, doing the same thing I am, but, like, I feel like I've looked up to them as much as, like, they take from me, if that makes sense.
So RecTech.
RecTech. Do you know Petra Cordwright?
Yeah, I do. Oh. I don't know her personally,
you
but
know
I know
No, I know Petra
her.
Personally.
Jack Inslee used to have, like, threesomes with
no,
Petra
No, I didn't.
No, he didn't. No, he didn't.
But I know Petra's the shit, man. She's a great girl.
She's hot, and she does good art. I gotta say, she does good internet art.
But
I mean,
I did watch her have a threesome.
All right. So there we go. We're famous because of Jack.
Jack, why don't you join?
Hey, what's up? All right, so Molly, let me ask you a question. Who do you think?
Yeah.
Do we even pick an intern from?
Well,
this?
Wait, we have one more though.
Oh, we do.
There's one more.
Oh, right.
So I'm gonna read. So far,
I did not know that actually.
Yeah. So here we've got number three. This is number three. Hey, Jack. Just returned from a deep internet rabbit hole after searching for Molly Soda.
Oh my
God. I had no idea this troupe of Tumblr internet 90s kids were so popular. Super interesting stuff. They're like some form of modern-day pop star.
Surefire.
Like the Spice Girls of the computer age.
It's a surefire sign that this guy was born after 2000. But anyway, let's get an 8-year-old intern.
I would be interested to know what Molly's parents were like. Her upbringing. I'd also be interested to hear about the time in her life that the internet persona started to blow up. If it were a surprise, was she excited? And is there a story behind the name Molly Soda?
Well, you know, that's actually kind of a long question, but not a bad one. I mean, you have anything to say about that, Molly? Good.
I mean, they're not bad questions. I just have gotten them a million times before.
Of course. I mean, listen.
Like, I wish people would ask me like fun shit.
That's why Zach.
That's why we're here.
Yeah, that's why Zach is winning because he asked you if you're a squirter.
Yeah, so far squirter is winning.
Yeah, I mean, I'd also
be interested in knowing whether she separates her real self from her internet self, or if they're one in the same, and if she has a lot of friends in real life. Or if she runs with a pretty small circle. But these are getting a bit personal, perhaps.
Honestly, Molly, these sound like regular questions to me. I gotta be totally honest with you.
Boring.
Regular, boring questions.
Boo.
Yeah, see, she won't even answer.
Yeah, she don't even want to answer. I don't blame you.
I can answer them if you want.
Answer them, because listen, we got to fill up time
here.
Jack, let's have her answer. Come on.
She doesn't want to answer them.
All right, fine. So if she doesn't want to answer, she doesn't.
Oh, God. So we got to hire one of these people, Molly.
All right, Molly, listen, we got to hire one of these
people.
Now, Jack, you've got to...
So I'll recap.
All right, recap.
The first email was he wanted money. And he asked. He referenced the New York Times.
I like
second.
It.
Second.
No.
No. Okay. Sorry.
All right.
Fired.
All right. Fired. So that means number two. Was it the male or the female?
That was David. And sorry, it's not going to work out.
Sorry, David.
Next one is Clifford. He's the guy who confirmed he would be indeed
he's
doing
the Huxtables?
This test. And he spelled everything wrong. That's number two.
I like him.
You didn't pick... those are the only ones you picked?
Number two was the guy who spelled things incorrectly.
I like him.
We've got one yes.
Well, it shows he's got character, I guess, right?
Did they send pictures?
No.
I did find a picture of the third applicant.
You want to see
it? Is he cute? Yeah, is it a girl?
Second one is Cliff Ford. Cliff Ford. That's really clever. That's his Gmail name.
What a weirdo. Why would I even read his email?
All right, so what's the verdict on Cliff?
I like him.
Does he have a Gmail?
Yes. No, actually, I think he's at Hotmail.
Oh.
What?
He has a Hotmail? Oh. I'm really into Clifford.
Okay, yeah. I knew you were going to say that, and actually, I agree with you. I got to be totally honest with you. I really agree with you. I really, really do. Spliff, you hear what I said, Spliff? We like her. We like the applicant because he has a Hotmail.
No, you know what? Fuck, I was wrong. It was somebody else. He doesn't have a Hotmail.
He doesn't have a Hotmail.
Fine.
Pick the one who has the Hotmail. Come on, we want to do Soda wants. She's the one who knows about culture.
So
we don't know anything.
The third applicant is indeed a girl. Her name is Sarah, and she's pretty cute. And she was excited and went down an internet rabbit hole.
All right. So look, you helped us choose. It's a girl. How's that, Molly?
Spliff.
Yeah, let's take the lady.
Let's take the lady. Why not?
I agree.
All right.
So Molly,
she did her research at least, you know.
So Molly, do you ever come to New York?
What?
Do I ever come to New York?
Yeah.
I haven't been there since like August, but yeah, I come every so often.
Hey, you know what?
Hey Molly, can I tell you something?
Hey, can Joe tell you something?
So I saw you in Brooklyn Natural several months ago. Do you know that store? Brooklyn Natural.
Yeah,
do you know that store?
See, we're in tuned here. You know, you know, this ain't a...
Yeah, I like go on the internet.
Know, we're
you
not,
know.
A, you know, we're, you know, we're regular old Encyclopedia Browns over here.
This is a creepy Joe.
Yeah, dude, I'm a fucking freak.
He's a creep freak. He's a freak creep.
I'm a freak till I die.
All right, listen,
you
Molly.
Miss me?
Like Frank Zappa. Like Frank.
All right, listen,
Baltimore,
Molly.
Baltimore, Maryland.
Molly.
Yeah.
I want to let you know that we're extremely thankful that you came on to do this call, by the way. It's an awful long call.
Oh, it's not too bad.
Oh, it's not too bad. I mean, you do 10-hour long videos.
So send us the receipt.
Besides the like sound effects that I can't play.
Right. I understand that, but I can promise you one thing. When you listen back, it will sound elegant and eye-opening. And well, I guess the only way I can put it is that we're very thankful you came on. And if you ever come to New York, well, we'd love to have you stop by the studio. And if you want to talk to Jack after the show, we'll gladly send you some fun stuff.
Cool.
But more than that, we want you to know that we really, really do care about you, and we consider you a friend of the show, even though you've never met any of us. And we really, really are thankful you helped us.
I just tweeted to you, Molly.
Yeah, we just tweeted to you.
No problem.
Would you ever,
we'll see each other soon.
Would you ever DJ? Do you DJ, Molly?
What?
Do you DJ?
Do I DJ?
Yeah.
Not really, but I would.
Guess what? That's the right answer. You're DJing when you come to New York for full service. You're hired. Yay!
Wait, can I ask a question?
Oh, Max Bode from The New Yorker would like to ask a question.
Molly, are you an itchy girl?
What?
Do you get itchy a lot?
Do I get itchy?
Yes.
Yeah.
No, I don't know what that means. Is this like a weird sex thing?
Maybe. No.
Is your skin dry?
Is your skin dry? Do you have eczema?
I can tell you for one thing. I have psoriasis and Joe's got eczema. So we got two people here that suffer from it.
We're all handicapped.
No. Yeah. No. Well, you're lucky. Let me tell you something. If you ever date a guy
with smooth skin,
tell him Aaron said what up, and you should take fish oil. And actually, there's a vegan alternative for that, and you can look it up on the internet.
Vitamin E.
And if you date a guy who's got itchy skin, you're gonna wake up with lots of skin flakes in your bed.
I would love to give you bugs.
Oh, I can't wait.
If you were single,
holy
Molly,
shit. Joe.
Molly, if you were single, I would give you bugs, and it would be so exhilarating to me, and I would love it very much.
Bugs?
Yeah, I'd give you bugs. Yeah. I have many bugs.
Yeah, I got bed bugs.
I got bed bugs, and I would love to give them to you. I find that very, very exhilarating.
Do you have bed bugs when I visited your apartment?
I actually don't, but I will personally get infested with them and come see you so that I can infest you, because it makes my heart warm when I do things like that.
Butt bugs.
I have butt bugs.
All right, so you know, I guess this girl has you to thank. This is a big gig.
All right,
are we really going with her?
Is that really it?
Make her call in?
Can the interns call in?
I'm going to call Sarah right now.
Let me just say we are 100% going with Molly's decision, and we will choose Sarah as the intern.
Yeah, Molly, you'll like her name. It's Sarah Divine.
Sarah Divine. Divine.
I don't think that's her real name though.
Just like Pink Flamingos. Divine.
That's not her real name though.
Well, who cares?
Yes, it is.
You think so, really?
I know people ask.
Sarah Divine?
Yeah. Sarah Divine. She's the one. She's our girl because of you.
Cute.
Yeah, it's very cute.
Facebook her
and
5 minutes.
And look, we have you to thank, Molly, all right? So thank you very much for coming on Gunwash. Would you like to... What's your favorite radio show on the internet?
Oh, I guess this one now.
Yeah. I like. There you go.
That's a drop.
Sorry.
It's called Gunwash, but it's okay. Don't worry about it.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. Well, let me tell you
Goodbye,
something.
Goodbye, Molly. I'm very happy.
You in this grocery store.
Let me tell you something. I'm very happy she came on.
How old is this girl?
I don't know. She's
my age.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, that was
23.
Pretty good. No, that was a great interview. Jack, thank you for reading the questions. I really, really
appreciate
that.
I was going to say, she was basically sending us kiddie porn, because she said she sent that 4 years ago, and then she graduated NYU in 2011.
Well, but she was probably 18 or something like that.
Probably.
So, guys, I'm going to dial in Sarah now, and we'll congratulate her.
What's your favorite radio show? This one. Yeah. That's a great drop.
Hey, what's your favorite radio show? This one. All right, well, that works for me, I guess. Yeah.
Yo, what's up with this girl right here with the Mal Red staring at us?
Jack, are you going to call now?
She's right. Itchy. That's the itchy girl, man.
Jack, do you want me to talk or should I talk? Or do you want me to talk or should I talk? Jack.
I'll introduce you. Yeah. I hope she picks up, man.
She's not going
voicemail,
to.
If it's a voicemail, I'm not leaving one.
Can we all leave a voicemail?
I'm not.
Joe and Armando.
Yeah, Joe.
I don't know how I feel about that, but you guys can do whatever you want.
Joe's going to leave the voicemail because he's passing the intern baton.
She's not going to answer because it's an unknown number.
It's not even a real number.
I can't wait to pee.
The baton.
Ooh, I'm going to pee.
I'm going to beat.
She
should have this number in her phone already.
All right. Galarraga. Joe, you're up to leave the message, so get with it.
Boop. Hello, Sarah Divine. I am the old intern from Gunwash Radio, and I would like to let you know that you have been selected to be the intern for Gunwash in 2013.
He said you did it.
Knowledge is power. E by cock.
Real opportunities that happen.
All right, bye, Sarah.
Thanks, Sarah.
I love you.
There it is.
All right, so we're good. Okay, good.
I
don't think you're going to hear back from her.
That's fine. Look, listen, Molly Soda.
I wish I could get a voicemail like that.
Let me tell you something. If we don't,
that's a crazy voicemail.
Yeah, but her cover letter is fire. Look, I have a BFA, if you even care about that.
There you go. That's fucking good. He's the one. That's what real. Can I say? And look, even if we don't get her, at least we got to have that interview with Molly Soda. Labana says hi. Got us.
Hey, Jack, you got my text message?
I gotta pee.
I'm first on the line, Max.
I'm gonna punch
Molly?
You in the face.
Okay, punch me in the face, and then we'll
get in front of me.
If you were gonna say punch me in the face, then I really will get second in line because I don't want to get punched in the face. By
I'm not a puncher.
All right, I don't want to make you do something out of character, so I will get second in line for that one.
Fucking kick you in your vagina.
Oh, so I stole ASAP. Yo, I stole ASAP Rocky's phone the other night.
Yay! Let's die in E-class.
What'd you do with it? You sell it?
He's trying to give it. That's all I stole.
All right, wow. Okay, so it's been gun washed. Listen, if you'd like to call in also for the second segment, of course, the number here is 718-497-2128. You know, you find us here every Thursday at 7:30. We go till 9 p.m., and then directly after that is Full Service Radio, the much-anticipated music show from the Gunwash Night Show, Rec Tech, Jack Insley, fam. And also, we have to talk about last week's Full Service Dance Party. I know that I'm in trouble, and we will get to that in the second segment. And look, Joe, are you ready to
pass that baton
like a Prefontaine looking mother?
Hey! Check you out, knowing your long distance runners.
He's very, very pop. Very, very pop. Everyone knows who he is. Yeah.
I guess so. Yeah. Whatever.
Usain Bolt said, "What up to your golf?"
Dude, Joe seems depressed today, man.
Yeah, you seem you're slurring your speech. You drank before you came here.
I just literally woke up from a nap, and realized it was 7:30, and put on my clothes and came over here.
What do you think waking up to Gunwash?
Like you do a nap and then come in.
Yeah, you took a good. You do a good post nap dress up here.
This is exactly what I wore to work today.
All right, so you know. You worked.
I like that sweater.
It's dope, right?
I thought it was a little weird that I saw Jack here instead of you when I came.
I'm sorry.
No, hey.
It's cool.
You do
what you want, man. You just pass the baton.
You're young, man. You're not an intern anymore. We don't even need that anymore, man.
You're right.
Joe, now we got to convince you to even come here.
What's my place?
I'm
going to
be like, dear Joe. Dear Joe Galarraga. I would very much like to invite you to come to the next gun wash taking place on Thursday. We will not have hors d'oeuvres.
This is Dame Dash.
Yeah, but Aaron, I am really pissed that every 2 days I get a reminder to connect with you on LinkedIn.
What's up with that?
I don't have a LinkedIn. You think I'm a professional?
I get the same thing every day.
It's because I'm always trying to make a new account on there, and they won't let me do my thing.
I'm not trying to link in with you. I'm just trying to hang out with you.
Yo, I won LinkedIn. The game, I won that shit. I maxed out my contacts.
My profile.
And how's that worked out for you, Jack?
My profile is superstar level.
Not well.
LinkedIn says that my profile is superstar level. Superstar. You've heard my...
Joe always looks like he's wearing tights.
Yeah. Well, listen.
I got tight pants.
Let me tell you something. We've got Joe, Max, and Armando, and of course, Spliffing Min and Jack are here, and it is Gunwash, and we will continue the show. We've got to talk about last week's tight full service party, and I will get to that. I'm about ready to get Spliff on, actually. So if you want to call in for the second segment, it's 718-497-2128. You can never say the number too many times because we love you guys who call in. You make our life, how shall I say?
Call in so I can tell you what happened at Full Service.
Exciting.
Mad pussy juice.
Gunwash is coming back in just a few minutes. Splivington, if you'd like, you could pull up that.
I gotta pee.
Literally, I gotta pee too, and I will get behind you on the line.
Anything that man me clean, me gun. Thank you.
kick up all the fat. Dance on cock and a wee do that. Girls them a dance and a wee do that. Girls them a bubble. Hey, this is worries and trouble. Worries and trouble. Can't tell me ass. Kick up well fast. No for them a mass when the dan in my pass. Some of them a hide like snake on the grass. Whoa, whoa. Them us a hide like snake on the grass. When the dan in my pass. When the dan in my pass. Hey, no respect to the dancehall posse. Them just a skank for them feeling irie. No respect to each and everybody rocking at the session tonight. Can't tell me ah. Kick up well fast. Can't tell me ah. Kick up well fast. Whoa. You're gonna canter away till the break of day. My knees are pray. So can't tell me ah. Kick up well fast. Can't tell me ah. Kick up.
Well, I can make all things call with a respect. What we need is love and romance. Love is mercy. Hey, say I think I'm a good man. Me no respect. She buy me pants. Hey, me no response. Me say me no response. She buy me shoes and she buy me pants. Because can't knock we. Hey, them can't knock we body. Hey, can't knock we. Hey, them can't knock we body. Hey, but she too hot for me. Hey, hot for me. Me say she too hot for me. Hey, hot for me. She want buy key and she want Tony. For little love and she want the youth pump. Me say she too hot for me. Hot for me. Me say she too hot for me. Come see me ya, who me favor? Hey, come see me ya, who me favor? Jamanda me no favor, Herman the monster. Jamanda me no favor, Herman the monster. Hey, come see me yo, say who me favor? Hey, come see me yo, say who me favor? Me favor, me brother, favor, me father. Me favor, me sister, favor, me brother. I told you never do me and your DJ dada. Me hold up on the mic, me make you feel so better. Now me a take a man, girl, me no race back. She buy me shoes and she buy me pants. Hey, me a take a man. By a rock, she a talk about dubs. By a rock, she a talk about dubs. By a rock, she a call me bubs. But I call me no bubs. But I call me no bubs. Me no want no girl come call me no bubs. Call me no bubs. But I call me no bubs. Me no want no girl come call me no bubs. Me just a good lover. Yeah, it's a good lover. Yeah, it's a good lover. Good lover. Check it out, the girl is a loafer. Want to give me love, no to the one Ivan. But when me check it out, she love too much, man. Still me a one good lover. Yeah, it's a good lover. Yeah, it's a good lover. Good lover. Nobody call me, no but you call me a lover. Yes, child, with me a your lover, dada. All of me mother, all of me father. That's why me know me days with the longer. Pull up on the mic and me sound stronger. No call me, no but you call me, no pups. You know what the girl come call me, no pups. Call me no pups, but I call me no pups. You know what no girl come call me no pups. No, take the girl, treat her like top stone. She tell her friend them how she nyam me out. I go and get something, man, wash you out. No call me no pups, but I call me no pups. You know what no girl come call me no pups. No, check out me.
Just the thrill of you is real rough, man. I want them to do you. Yes, them see me, but them don't know me. I don't want to come take a step. I am Ragamuffin. Thrill of you is real rough, man. I want them to do you. Enough, enough is best. I want them to raise eyes. But you know you the best. Ragamuffin, I am, and I'll forever be. Time after time, yes. Ragamuffin, I am, and I'll forever be. Time after time. The golden touch. The girls, them love it as much. Yes, the golden touch. I tell them all, them love it as much. Hey, them see me here, and them see me there. Them see me all over the atmosphere. But when them see me, them don't fear. Because I thrill you have the touch of care. I've got the golden touch. The girls, them love it as much. Yes, the golden touch. I tell them love it as much. Ragamuffin, I am, and I'll forever be. Time after time, yes. Ragamuffin, I am, and I'll forever be. Time after time.
Selling out his structure, bad impression on his sister. Let me say, a night brawler. Oh oh, mashing up his structure. Oh yeah, hey, night brawler. Yes, you are a night, hey. It's a night brawler, boy. Selling out his structure, bad impression on his sister. Let me say, a night brawler. Oh oh, mashing up his structure. Oh yeah, hey, night brawler. Oh oh, mashing up his structure. What you do now? Watch man pocket till them get paid. As them give you months, then you gone run away. Sometimes if you wonder if I saw you stay, night brawler. Yeah, mashing up his structure. What you do? Now love me Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Yes, I love my Friday. Just because I'm working, girl, I rush me for my money. Night brawler. Yeah, mashing up his structure. What you do? Now each up on a corner, I try to sell his structure. Sunday evening come and then you cannot eat the dinner. Wonder if you do it for the love or for the pleasure. Night brawler. Yeah, mashing up his structure. What I say? Yes, you are a night. A night brawler, little girl, mashing up his shorter. What I say, so you
show me. Big press to double six, I'll raise a pulse. Well, double blank, old type man. You soon get a blog game. Sin, hear me now. Chi bubble gum, no bubble gum. Chi bubble gum, no bubble gum. No, no run me dumb, girl, no run me dumb. Chi white boom, no white boom. Chi white boom. Pippi lick your dung. She bag no, no fire that they gun. She opium, no opium. No use your nose, I'm make pacquium. Dirty waist gal, me no want no dirty waist gal. Dirty waist gal, me no want no dirty waist gal. Them type of gal, me have to take set them all. Them type of gal, me have to eat caponal. Them type of gal, me have to take panadol. Master Turk, give me have to drink some feral. Mr. Turk, give me have to take some geritol. No one these gal, some of them are criminal. Eat out your pocket like them a cannibal. No one these gal, some of them are marginal. Pay them move for positive, set them a animal. Man with coral, era and pen pal. Dirty waist gal, me no want no dirty waist gal. Dirty waist gal, me no want no dirty waist gal.
Hello.
Well,
it is gun wash. Actually.
Is that close enough?
Joe has taken leave from the. All right, so you're a little bit.
Hi, my name is Joe. I sell chicken sandwiches on the street for $5, and you're listening to Gun Wash.
That's true. You are listening to Gun Wash. Actually, if you'd like to tune in live, the number. Excuse me, I'm a little bit flustered. Close the booth door there. There we go. All of a sudden, it smells like women in here. What can I say?
Oh, hi.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Well, you are on Gunwash, actually, and everyone, you know, you can find us here every Thursday at 7:30 p.m. on gunwash.com, and of course, also heritageradionetwork.org.
Bang.
And we just went back on the network, and we feel great about that, of course. Big family over here, and we feel great about that. Now, thank you out there, if you're listening, Molly Soda, for doing the first segment for us, because we were able to pick our intern, and we feel, I think, secure about that. Joe.
Hello,
do you feel comfortable sort of passing off the baton? I mean, you know, nowadays you sort of you're more of like a rock star now. You did your intern days, and now you've sort of grown, and I think it's...
I don't know what place I have besides being an intern. I don't know what I'm going to do, man.
Well, you'll discover that as time goes by. That's something we all deal with.
Yeah, I guess
you
so.
You know, I'm dealing with it now.
I feel a little sad, though.
All right. Well, listen, I did get a fast blast from Evan over the break saying he was going to call in because I know we did have to talk about full service last week, which was a big deal. As a matter of fact, we do have some guests in the house tonight who were at the full service, which was... I believe the first full service.
No. They didn't. They didn't even go to full service.
Oh, well, we met him in a chip shop.
What? As a matter of fact, can we get some?
A what shop?
Like chip? Kebab? Like chicken shop?
Oh, we have a very. We have a.
We have a dialect.
Let's introduce properly.
Absolutely. Let's introduce. Please.
Sophie and Emma.
Okay, hi. Sophie, welcome. That's Sophie. Sophie here, and Emma, welcome. Listen, we're very thankful to have you. Actually, we were, you know, the second segment with us is always a little hectic, and you've picked a great time to come. Don't tell anyone that there's beer in there. I'm not supposed to let anyone know about that.
Secret.
Now, I do have some data on you guys, but
data.
Well, listen, I'm not an expert. I'm not an expert on dialects or accents. But what part of the UK are you guys from?
Well, we're both from Milton Keynes, which is about an hour north of London. But I live in Manchester.
And Zoe?
And I have just quit my job, and I'm planning to move to Manchester when I get back to the UK.
You don't want to be in New York anymore?
Well, we've got another 6 months to go, so... Yeah.
But not just here. 6 months is an ice age here in New York. You won't believe it. You'll feel like you lived here for 10 years.
Charles, you've been here a week, and we feel like we've been here about 3 months. So
it is, right? It does age you. Actually, you know, the thing about New York is actually, I was born in New Jersey, actually, and I guess for you guys, New Jersey is like... I don't know.
Milton Keynes?
I guess. I suppose. But you've got a much...
few less roundabouts.
Well, you've got a much classier suburb than us, I think. I mean, America's a little bit weird with the suburbs, I think. But, you know, we... I think the thing about New York is that it's really most fun if you're from here, as Armando and Max will let you know. There's a, you know, there's a gateway there that's not open to everyone. And I think people that are...
I think you need to know people.
It's true. It's very.
I don't know
true.
Anybody.
Well, he doesn't, but we. He's
you
a
know
different,
some people.
Different
I don't
story.
Know anybody.
Different story on this side of the room. I mean, you know. But for sure, I mean, it's the type of city where it's more fun to be from or know people in. Now, last week they did have the full service party,
which is an augmented version, I guess, of the radio show, which we used to do here on Heritage Radio Network. And we've been doing full service parties for years and years and years. And the big joke, the big rap on me is that I never go to them. But
yeah, you're an asshole
them.
For not going.
No, listen.
What is this full service party?
Well, apparently
it's like
you
the party
guys,
of the year.
It's the party.
It's the party
I throw.
Apparently, you guys were at the after party, which I'm sure was great and all this. But my only task, the only thing I was charged with, was Aaron, please show up at the dance party. And my whole thing was that I, you know...
Yeah, we want to see your moves.
Look, I need... there's no moves. I mean, look, I need rest. I mean, around midnight, I fall asleep. I get up at like 6:30 in the morning, guys. Jack, do we have a call? Gunwash, what's your name and where are you calling from?
This is Evan. I'm calling from Chelsea.
Oh, so it's Evan the engineer is here.
Take him out with the gun.
No, hold on, because Evan, no, we would take... No. Jack, wait one second. We would take him out with the guns. The only problem is that me and Evan are actually guilty on this. We were the ones that... Armando, what exactly happened?
Okay, so I get this text from Evan around 7 p.m. saying, hey, you ready for tonight?
I was ready.
Meet up around 11 at Aaron's.
Which
no
is
call.
a wonderful home to end
I get
up at.
No
at
call,
11.
No text from anybody, and I just show up at full service, like at 2 a.m, just like there, like with my friends.
The story being, of course, Evan, you can back me up on this. That Evan and I fell asleep around, I guess, 11:30.
That's like you guys have a boring life.
I'm not arguing with you on that.
You guys should go farming.
What? You're not wrong, Evan. What happened with you on that? Because they're mad at us over here.
Actually, Aaron, I called in to sell you out. I have photo evidence that I'm about to post on the live blog that shows that you texted me
at
12:30 p.m. You weren't going at 10 p.m.
No, wait, evidence of what? We've got some conversations going on in the background.
If you check the live blog here, it shows that you say at 10:07, rainy as fuck, staying in.
How does that make me not accurate?
Did you guys eat?
Because you said we slept through it.
I did sleep through it.
Did you like put your names? Max is just having a conversation.
Yeah, Max, we can't have like a side conversation here. Look, Evan, listen, the situation is I said rainy as fuck, I'm not going out, but that does not mean I've made my decision. As you should know, if you know me as a person, I'm extremely not definitive about the stuff that I was still making the decision. I didn't make any statements there saying I wasn't going out. I said it's rainy as fuck.
I should have just
you wonder why I hate you, man.
Well, why?
You wonder why I hate you.
Why? Because
you have like a little compartment in your brain that thinks I hate you.
No. Well, I don't know. I don't know what you mean. I told you.
I
should have just went to your house and rang the doorbell 1,000 times.
What's the compartment in my brain? I don't know what you're talking about.
Side jokes.
Okay, fine. Jokes. Well, listen. From what I hear, the full service party that I missed was, I guess, through the roof.
Yeah, they. You know what's so crazy? They put me down with full service that day. Like,
what do you mean? Have you been
what
down?
What do you
with,
mean? No, I wasn't down. No, they actually like let me be on the mic. I was saying like 300, like 1,000 times.
Okay. Well,
gun wash.
Listen, if I could have been there, I would have been there. But I know it was extremely fun. But you know, I don't dance too much. And you know that, like the real acts that I want to see, you know, they go on at like 3 a.m. And you know, I'm not awake during those times.
Shit, I was.
You're going to have to give me... look, I need training. And I know Evan tried to do his little thing, sell me out. I do not think that that... I don't find that story to be entirely accurate. And Max, I don't think that I have a hateful part of my brain.
Hey, Jack, Aaron, told you me ever, you hate me.
Do you ever no. drink coffee, Aaron?
Why
did he say that to me?
No. If he said that to you...
I'm in the mayor.
If he said that to you, then he isn't citing the correct
He knows we're pals.
Look, you and I go back. I mean, you're wearing a shirt that you and I made together like 5-6 years before I even met Jack.
So,
damn right.
All right. We don't like Jack. Jack,
I never liked Jack.
Go fuck yourself.
That's a good one.
All right. Look.
I feel like you guys say that about me when I'm not here.
No. Armando, we say only good things about you. Outline.
Armando, everybody loves you.
Look, right, I got to stick with Jack on this one, and the outline is king in this episode. I can't talk about anything. By the way, Jack, I keep
all the outlines, and I take them home, and I make a collage out of them.
Yeah, he's got a little shrine of outlines on his wall. Yeah, that's very true. We don't know where he lives, but he does have that on his wall.
Mad homeless in Park Slope.
Okay, look, so from Manchester, UK. Now, you guys were at the... You guys took place in the activities after the party. Now, what exactly went down with that?
We just got really fucked up.
Well, I you need to extrapolate on that a little bit. I can't really breeze over it because Jack is, you know, he's not descriptive.
We bonded over weed, first of all.
What?
That's a good way
Jack
to bond.
Jack smells a bit.
He smells like weed, so we talked to him.
What?
Is it really, was it really that he smelled like weed that you talked to him?
Yeah.
Jack is we don't remember really, that. That's what he's related
yeah,
to
he's
us.
Yeah, told us that afterwards.
He really, that's, yeah, he does.
When people say I smell like weed, it's usually a police officer saying that to me.
We were in a chicken shop, not a chip shop.
Not a chip shop.
What's a chip shop?
A chip shop. Well, that's potato chips. No, fries. Not. Fry oh. shop. And we were getting fries.
Oh, so oh. Another
like word.
Kennedy Fry. Yo, Kennedy Fry
it was
chicken.
Dead classy.
Oh, that's not a fry. That's not a fry place.
Like a chicken. No, chicken.
That's a ghetto
shithole. That's what it is.
That's like a government.
It was Crown Fried Chicken.
It was Kennedy. It was Kennedy.
Matt Halal on deck.
You can't go there.
Matt Halal on deck.
We thought our night was over.
The strawberry.
We were on our way home.
No,
and
they have like rainbow sherbet there that's made of whatever plastic straws that they melt into food coloring. But no more Crown Fried Chicken for you guys. It's very, very unhealthy.
We just got chips.
What,
fries.
No.
That's even worse.
Those yeah. chips are those chips were deep fried in plastic. I have to tell you.
What? I thought chips and fries are the same thing.
They are.
Chippies.
So, but when you guys have chips, are they more like large cut from the potato, or are they more like stringy? Yeah, either
way. Oh no, big ones. Chip shop chips. The
chip
big
shop
chips.
Bigs.
Did they change? Did they
like
change?
Hold on, guys. I love you guys, but Sarah, the intern, called us back.
Are they like wedges?
Hey, Sarah, how you doing? What's up, buddy? Sarah, hey, talk.
Talk, Sarah. You heard our voicemail.
I don't want any problems with you. Please, we gotta
you
get
freaking
on the
won.
You can share here. Take that.
Hello.
You win.
Jack, you win. Oh, I like Sarah. She just laughs.
Oh, all right, good. Well,
hello.
Yeah.
Hi.
Hey, buddy.
Oh,
how you doing?
You fucking hot.
Hi there.
Hey, Sarah. How you doing? Well, you know, I'm glad you called.
I'm doing well.
Okay.
I loved the voicemail. It was incredible.
All right. So, well, you know,
you're hired.
You're gonna have to talk to HR about this. But if you're willing to take the position, we're gonna send you to Jack and we'll get you started. You know, next week.
I'm more than excited about it. Yeah, of course.
Are you cute?
Of course.
She's all blushing.
Yeah, I mean, just have like to figure out scheduling and stuff, I guess.
Yeah, we're taking.
I don't know.
We got it figured out.
We got it figured out.
You have no choices whatsoever. You're gonna be great.
Bye.
Okay, so now that we do have the oh good.
Oh
no, the clock
he broke
has
the clock.
Left. It's okay.
It's okay.
No, it's fine. I just want you to get your cans on so we can hear you. And
now is
you might
eight,
want to do that.
No,
not
but it still says 8:38 though.
Yeah.
It still says 8:38.
It's fine.
So, explain to me when Spliff stops trying. Exactly after the so you where were you? You saw Jack outside and
inside. We were inside.
Oh,
we were just waiting for our food.
We
did
this
just
is
meet him
the
on the street. We're
oh,
in
okay.
Like
so Kentucky.
Chili.
So
we were
in
okay.
There.
Cool. So
wait,
what is it?
Which one of
Tennessee?
You was the inside? I didn't understand.
Tennessee.
Lower in the tank.
Me neither.
Tennessee Fried Chicken. What's the place? Crown Fried Chicken. Crown Fried Chicken. And Jack was inside Crown Fried Chicken.
There's like five of them.
Oh, Jack, I thought this was a new year for you. I thought you weren't doing that. If you weren't going to do that stuff anymore. Then.
I was with dudes, man.
Okay, so you...
He was with A-OK in them.
Okay, so they love fried chicken because they obviously don't get real
I'll
fried chicken
shit.
Off often. I don't eat it either. And so what happened? Be explicit, please. Very candid.
We were on our way home. We thought we'd get some food on the way back. It was like 4 in the morning. And then bumped into...
Where are you guys coming from?
We were at St. Vitus.
What?
You know, St. Vitus.
Sounds like a venereal disease.
Oh,
a metal bar. Okay.
But you're really putting us into a category. Here.
Yeah. No.
We're classy.
A metal bar or like what? I mean, what would you call metal? I mean.
Well, actually, the bands were really industrial.
Yeah, the bands were shit. The bar staff were dead metal and there was... That had it like everyone there was in black and had beards and a sort of vibe to it.
Exactly. But
the bands were shit, but... It was fun. We were there with some friends I met in Manchester who did a residency at the venue I work at. So we're just meeting up with them, and it's only our second night, so we were getting dead pissed.
Oh, so you've only been in New York for a week?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've only been here a week. So the minute we smelt weed, we were like, oh, God, we're going to jump on that shit.
Can you not get weed in the UK? Or
yeah, of course we can. I smoke it every day, which is why we were like here. What? That we need to
New York, it's very, very easy to find weed in New York, actually. And you found a good guy because this guy, you know, he doesn't put up any arguments. So as soon as he sees you, you're good to go. In fact, you know, Jack and I were reminiscing, actually, on the time that we met.
Where did he meet?
Well, I was making disco flyers at the time, and I needed weed, and someone gave me a hint that someone needed a disco flyer, and they had a lot of weed.
So we've got that
in common.
Oh,
in common?
I can't give up who that was, but yes, we do have a lot of weed.
So we both met Jack through weed-related incidents.
I don't know.
It was me because I was selling weed.
Who knows? Who knows? Yep. I mean, I don't know.
That's me.
I wish I could sell weed.
I don't want to stick too much to the outline, but it says that you guys snorted Molly.
Molly.
After
MD.
For you listeners that would listen to the first segment, we're not talking about our first segment guest named Molly. We're talking about a substance that Jack was snorting at 10 in the morning.
A controlled substance.
Now, what? I never snorted something at 10 in the morning, to be totally honest with you. But
is that because you're quite dull?
I think that may be the case.
Let me tell you something, Emma. This guy right here goes to sleep at 10 p.m. every night.
You don't want to date me. Trust me. It's not very fun. We're not going anywhere. So Molly at 10 a.m. in the morning. Now, Jack said to me that he still feels a little weary, actually, from the...
Yeah, it fucked me up. That fucked my whole week up.
That's just what I was about to say.
When I said Molly, you guys...
We call it MD or Mandy in England.
MD or Mandy. But we're MDMA or whatever.
Oh, you guys call it Mandy? That's real. Instead of Molly, is Mandy?
I used to have a dog named Mandy.
I used to have a girlfriend named Mandy, and I hate her.
So, but now...
Get it out. Let it all out.
I used to have a girlfriend named Mandy, and she's a lesbian now.
My sister's called Mandy,
and she's a lesbian.
That's true.
Sophie, it's true. You work for Marshall Amps?
I do indeed, yeah.
Oh, wow. Do you want to come over and give me an amp so we can play guitar together?
Give you one, or...
Well, we can compensate for it, but I just think it's interesting that you work there. I mean, what made you want to come to New York if you got a job at Marshall Amps?
I work in sales, but I don't really... It's not like cold selling. I don't really have to sell anything. People just
want to buy them. You're just cute, so people give you the work. That's fine.
I think it's your black hair.
It's more credit to
that.
And Emma, you run a venue, so you guys are music... You guys are in the music industry, in other words, in the UK.
Basically, you guys are more popular than us.
I run a night.
you know, we're trying to do a UK tour. Actually, I don't know. This is a totally
what,
like
is a, like a radio station that. Tour.
Yeah, we're gonna go to a few of our friends' places and set up mobily and
we'll come to Manchester.
Well, we need a place to do that. I mean, is
we need
there
a place to stay.
Stay with us. I work at a venue called the Islington Mill. Which is an old cotton factory. It's been turned into a venue, an art gallery, and 50 artist studios. And it's got like print studios and people that build sound systems. Like, it's awesome.
And a B&B.
It's got a B&B. My house, we've got a spare room, so you guys are more than welcome to stay there. And I'm sure you could run your radio station from somewhere.
Hold on a second.
You
say you have spare ribs in your house?
A spare
room.
We've got spare ribs.
But now, where is it? Now, I got to be totally honest with you. I've never been to Europe before.
Okay, well, Manchester's like... London's massive, and you...
Massive.
But yeah, like, you're not gonna... I don't know, I can't stand the place. Whereas Manchester's smaller, but it's big enough that it's got a really good music scene, really good people involved.
It's like a Cambridge for Boston.
No, it's not Cambridge at all. It's much bigger than Cambridge.
No, I'm talking about... Well, yeah, you're... No, yeah. I mean,
If Manhattan was London, Brooklyn is Manchester.
Now, you know, Brooklyn is bigger than
that's a bad analogy.
Brooklyn's bigger than bigger than Manhattan. Brooklyn's like the seventh biggest like county city in the world.
I think Manchester's like the third biggest city in England.
Yeah. Do you guys like BBC Six?
Yeah, listen to it every day at work.
Who do you listen to on there?
Yeah.
Well, first show, Sean Keaveney.
I don't wake up early enough. I listen to Steve Lamack and the guy after. Who's the guy afterwards?
That would be
not on Fridays. That
can you like not go back to England, please?
What's his name though?
Listen, ladies.
So Steve Lamack's 4 till 7, yeah, and then after that it is Gideon Co.
No, it's the guy before him.
Oh, Mark Reilly.
Hey, you
Mark
got Reilly. You did a fucking jumpstart something in her head there. You got it. All right, well, you know, it's been Gunwash, actually, and you know you can catch us every Thursday at 7:30, and we were very thankful, of course, that not only we got a lot done, but we did have some guests in the house tonight, and Sophie.
Thanks for having us.
Before we go.
This is not the last time.
Out to Milk of Paradise.
Milk of Paradise, listening locked in. Rectech, listening locked in. Jerry Jones. Mohegan Sun, of course, all the full service people.
Can
Jason
we get
Scott,
them to do some
Henderson.
Gunwash drops, though, Aaron?
I would love for that.
Right now, on the show.
Let's bring them in then. Please, put them on.
No, I'm talking about Sophie and Emma.
What should we do?
Oh, well, you know
what?
Listen, a lot of people in New York and a lot of people on the East Coast and in America actually consider Gunwash to be their favorite show. And we just really think that you should endorse that by saying, hey, this is my name and I'm listening to my favorite show and it's Gunwash.
It don't have to be like that.
You don't even have to be real about it. Trust me, we're better
just
than
say
that
Gunwash,
BBC show.
Basically.
It's kind of like when you get celebrities to be like, I love BBC 6 music kind of thing.
Right, but Gunwash.
No, we're not BBC 6. We're not just, radio.
That kind
like
of thing.
We don't we're better.
Celebrity endorsement.
Should we do it in our worst American accent? So.
No, well, you should try both actually.
What's up with this? Yeah, with a
can you do an American
though.
Accent?
Okay. Are you guys able
to? Oh my
God!
Are you kidding me?
Like so, instead
wait,
of saying,
let's hear. I want to hear them do an American accent.
Instead of saying "con,"
yeah,
say
I'll do
can.
An American.
Okay, here
right.
we go.
So right. do it right
and
here
and okay. go.
Hey, my name's Sophie. You're listening to Gunwash.
All right, hey, that was pretty good. Hey, she was really good. That was awesome.
Let's see what Emma's got.
All right, so you do your American accent.
Hi, my name's Emma, and you'll listen to Gunwash.
Oh, they really good. Can do it. Oh, wow. I can't do an English accent.
Do your British accent. Come
yeah,
on.
You
no,
do
no.
it.
Aaron's oh, this is Aaron, and you're listening to Gunwash. I can't do it. Hey.
Hi, this is Aaron, and you're listening to Gunwash.
Hello.
This is Aaron.
My name is Maximilian, and you're listening to Gunwash.
Hi, this is Aaron, and you're listening to Gunwash.
Do a Northern accent.
You're listening to Gunwash.
Hey, I love it.
Oh, you're listening to Gunwash.
Wait, now, hold on. Can
that
we
was
have,
Irish. That
can,
was
can
Irish.
Can we have Emma do like the best Hackney Gunwash
yeah,
thing?
Yeah, no, can you? No, he meant to say Cockney, like apples and pears
sorry,
up the stairs.
Sorry,
I live
sorry.
In the north. I can do a northern accent.
All right,
try,
nah,
that.
Nah.
Try that out.
All right. Hey, I love it. You listen to Gunwash and we've had a great time.
Yeah, I really like that. Okay, all right, good.
All right, what's Sophie got?
Listen, what? Are you going to do it now? I want a Cockney accent from you, Sophie. You look like you really can do that.
Can I?
Well, it do seems I? To me you look badass to me.
Yeah, I'm in a bubble bath, aren't you?
Oh, in a bubble all bath. Right, I in the bed.
All right, here we go.
Hi, my name's Sophie, and you're listening to Gunwash.
All right, that was it. Sound like you. Sound like you.
What? That does not. Don't say that. That's insulting.
Oh, all right. See, I don't know. You've got to right. school me on that. I maybe have to snort Molly with you guys.
Yeah, let's do it.
You mean Mandy? You mean Mandy?
MD.
What's your ketamine scene like here?
Oh, I don't. That's a Jack question. I don't do that.
Too far.
No, I gotta say that's like tranquilizers.
It's a Joe question.
I don't.
That.
I don't even. You got money?
That
I can
do it.
If you guys want Special K, I can get it for you. Anyway, this has been Gunwash, and you know, one of our more successful episodes. I'm glad we got an intern on lock. She seems to be excited, and Jack.
She sounded like she won a fucking Oscar.
Yeah.
Man.
So look, and look, and listen. We followed the outlines. So hey, Jack is happy, and if Jack is happy, that makes me happy.
Now, where's my pizza?
So, all right. Well, listen, guests. Thank you, Sophie and Emma. Thank you for coming on. We'll be back next week on Thursday, 7:30 p.m. And of course, for late call-ins, the number is 718-497-2128 every week, all the time. Gunwash.com, HeritageRadioNetwork.org. Jack Inslee is our producer, and Slivington will now pull up that, and we will sign off. Thank you.
Full service.
Ladies and gentlemen, we present to you the original Kettle Concerto in B-flat major, featuring Andrew Radford, world-renowned tenor. Scatter, leave, girl. From your body could make me see the anthem. Coffee and lump on your clump on your bum, no condom. You lost Scatter, you lost Scatter, you lost Scatter. Paul and Gwendolyn are friends, I'm a well, I'm a well.
Somebody done man say, everybody run them away. She want your girl and take you too far and change your man every day. But from an outside you stay, girl, you now go flex the wrong way. The whole of them do me call them big tune. The fit for hair play. She's a hoe. If she a clean up the whole of the neighborhood, then we know she's a hoe. If she a walk on herself from hotel to hotel, we know she's a hoe. If she a one night stand, take everybody man, man, no, 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 that can we don't know. She's a hoe, she's a hoe. Can't hide again, cause everybody know she's a hoe, she's a hoe. Three of them is not up on the cherry string as hoe.
Hey, what am I to fire now, man? That them a stand for burning fire, can gun. Them a shot, no, because they are dumb. You see some boy, them tell them soul to get hot over and get flap over. Well, if I suffer reach the peak, me will not go over. Them tell them soul out of deep while you them stand told ya. You think I need your makeup people have the knocks over. Natural blacks and them youth left for us over. Life black people could stop put the cash over. Them chain a shake up and them neck but not a wash over. 90 minute man a place to kill the match over. Them hot in a July and flap a October. I regret them mistake, not true them got older. Threw the pitch up on the phone, they make the cops hold ya. Mind the bubble man, they match you like Iraq soldier. Hey, can't do like me, no see some young up on them. Certain things that you them have to see some young up on them. Them hip hop see some young up on them. Maybe I'll miss when them see some young up on them. Can't do like me, no see some young up on them. Certain things that you them have to see some young up on them.
Enough of a talk, boss. Boss what? Left some of them a wait at the bus stop. Enough get the bus and go fall off track. Can't see them a bus back. I wait for bus back. But guess what? Still I see I alone, Mr. Lota. Ah, boy. One. Chronics again. Enough a talk, boss. Bus what? Left some of them a wait at the bus stop. Enough get the bus and go fall off track. Can't see them a bus back. I wait for bus back. But guess what? Still I see I alone, Mr. Lothal. Red light at the trend, chronics a talk it show. Me say me nah, do where Babylon want me do. Them dress in a straight jeans, me in a car. When me a the boy. Digital. One. Chronics again. Turn up a top of bus. Bus what? Left some of them a wait at the bus stop. Enough get the bus and go fall off. I can't see them a bus back. I wait for bus back. But guess what? Still I see I alone, Mr. Lothal. Red light at the trend, chronics a talk it show. Me say me nah, do where Babylon want me do. Them dress in a straight jeans, me in a car. When me a the only man with pants pan waist, me nah fall on nobody. And when the old Jamaica bleach them face, me nah fall on nobody. Tell them a me man, no me same one. Circle pop a chronics and the microphone stand. And when a me alone a sing righteous song, me nah fall on nobody. Tell them trend easy if I lie, no easy fi set. No circle fi the less, I proceed fi the best. And if you think a lie, put me to the test. Give me a beat and a mic, me no need nothing else. Me see them a drink rum, but me nah sip up. And me no want junk till me can't get up. Me say me nah sing no song, but the party buck. What's me nah show me underpants fi bus. Me a the uncle man with pants pan waist, but me nah follow nobody. And when the old Jamaica bleach them face, me nah follow nobody. Make them know I'm me, man. No me same one. Easy pop a chronic on the Lord and me alone a sing righteous.
Full service radio coming up next with Jubilee behind the decks. That's 9:30 p.m. on gunwash.com, bitch.
Yeah, just enough attack. Said them mother, enough attack. Said them bad. And when you go with them yard locks, I've been be a setter. And a flask who them seminar bus without a tattoo. Hey, I couldn't meet them attack to them a figure circle down mechanics pass through. All when me are the only man with pants pan waist. Nah, fall on nobody. Whole Jamaica bleach them face, but me no follow nobody. Tell them trend easy if you follow, you no easy if you set. No circle for the less, I proceed for the best. And if you think I lie, put me to the test. Give me a beat and I might, me no need nothing else. Me see them a drink rum, but me no sip up. And me no want junk till me can't get up. Me say me no sing no song, but the party buck. What's me no show me under fancy bus. Me a the young man.
It's that real shit, yo.
Oh.
high in the sky.
Come on!
I can go twice as high.
Let's get it on.
Take a look,
nigga,
in a book,
my nigga,
reading rainbow.
You think it's a game? That real shit.
Butterfly in the sky.
Come on!
I can go twice as high.
Let's get it on.
Take a look,
nigga,
in a book,
my nigga,
reading rainbow.
You think it's a game?
Friends to know,
my nigga,
ways to grow,
my nigga,
a reading rainbow.
That real shit, yo.
Butterfly in the sky.
Where's Cliffington, goddamn.
Let's get it on.
Take a look,
nigga,
in a book,
my nigga,
reading rainbow. I can go anywhere. Friends to know,
my nigga,
ways to grow,
my nigga,
reading rainbow.
Again.
I can be anything.
Same old shit.
What? Take a look,
nigga,
in a book,
my nigga,
reading rainbow.
What are you talking about?
Reading rainbow.
You think it's a game? You think it's a game? What y'all really want? What y'all really want? Bad or bad?
Gunwar.